When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Terrio Media.
Success in real estate has nothing to do with shiny objects. It has everything to do with mastering the basics. The three pillars of real estate investing: attract, convert, exit. Matt Terrio has been helping real estate investors do just that for more than a decade now. If you want to make money in real estate, keep listening. If you want it faster, visit reiace.com. Here's Matt.
Alrighty, welcome to the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. I got a well overdue episode for you today. I'm actually going to introduce you to somebody that I've referenced on this show countless times over the last decade. And not too many times. Sometimes I've put a name to who I was talking about. Most of the time, I just referred to like one of my early mentors. And if you've been to the last two Epic Intensives, you actually got to meet him in person because he helped me facilitate that and just really elevate the whole experience for the audience. And I just like, let's bring him on. Let's introduce him to everybody, because I was kind of bummed. Not bummed, but in my last two events, everyone said that he was the favorite part of the whole thing. So I was like, well, that's all right. Let's turn the podcast over to him also and make him the favorite part here too. So without further ado, please help me welcome to the show, Mr. Stephen Gregg. Stephen, welcome to the Epic Real Estate Investing Show.
Hey, Matt, what's happening, buddy? How you doing, man?
Doing really, really well. Well, good to have you here. It's long overdue. We've been trying to do this for a really long time, and I'll have to take most of the responsibility for flaking on that, but We persevered and here we are.
Yeah.
Totally. Cool. So kind of tease this a little bit of who you are and who you are to me. We can kind of tell our little story, and then there's one little thing that probably had of the many things, but there's one thing that kind of stuck out to me today of what I have found most impactful working with you. But I'll just kind of give the history a little bit, and you can chime in and whenever you feel it's appropriate that, by the way, turn your phone to silent there. Okay. I learned that from you too, but I did not do that.
Yeah, I just turned mine off.
Right. Anyway, we met back in a network marketing, a direct sales company. Mm-hmm. And it was my first exposure to that ever. And I've come to learn over these years that it kind of can, in some circles, it has this negative stigma attached to it.
Yeah.
In other circles, it's like, wow, this is the best training ground ever. A lot of people still have no idea what it is or what it's even about. And then a lot of people are just totally indifferent about it. So wherever you fall in between, I kind of fall on the side that I think it's the best training ground there could possibly be for an entrepreneur, particularly somebody that's making that transition, maybe a little bit later in life from employee over to self-employed and making that transition. I think it's just the best ever. And I got really fortunate enough to be connected to Steve. That's a long story of how we got connected, not really important, but I got to operate under his guidance, his instruction, his training, and that has translated into just about every aspect of my life, both professionally and personally, and made it better. And it just wouldn't have been possible. I don't think I would have what I have today or accomplish what I've accomplished today if it wasn't for him. So, Steven, I am eternally grateful. That's who you are to me. And such a great deal to you. So, I don't know. Do you have any words to say how great I am? Just kidding.
Well, Matt, it's funny you say all that because, you know, it's been a few years now. And just, you know, just watching you do what you've done was amazing to me. You know, because, you know, we went different paths after those years. And I went one direction. You went a different direction in real estate investing. I went more of the coaching aspect and helping other people. And just to watch you take on that information and explode your business, you and Mercedes, and put this company together and be able to help so many people in real estate. It was just a marvel to me to watch that happen. And you have no idea. You think you talk about me a lot. I talk about you for pretty much every training or almost every training I do, just because I'm so excited to watch what you've done. And it's kind of interesting how you've now become my mentor, because I learned a lot from you. And, you know, even with the things I'm doing now, we've talked and you've kind of given me some insights on how you built your business. And I transitioned over to my business. And so the mentor became the mentee and vice versa. So it's just a great reciprocal relationship. And so I'm just super grateful for you as well. Eternally grateful for you, because the things I'm doing, a lot of it came from what, you know, I taught you, and then you taught me again of things that I taught you. It was kind of a circle program there. So I'm excited, man. I just thank you for letting me be here on the show with you.
Super. Yeah. You're great, dude. And personally, and you become a very, very dear friend. So let everybody know a little bit about the background. We'll stop rubbing each other's back right now, and let's get down to something that's valuable to everybody, for sure. So give me a little bit of your background and what you're up to, what you're doing today.
Sure. Well, you know, I've been in sales forever. I've been in sales 32 years or so. And just briefly, you know, my background started with no skill set, no confidence, no belief. I was very shy and insecure. I had no support, which is in business, that's very important to have family support or friends and stuff. And because I was a derelict at the time, going clubbing all the time and thinking I'm going to do business, nobody had any respect for me. So I started in a really bad spot. And so I got into direct sales because I had a big dream that I believed in. And I started putting this big program together and trying to. And then I finally got some mentors, you know, about 12 years into it, which, you know, I'd failed for about my first 12 years. And then I finally got some mentor that taught me some skill sets, taught me what 7- and 8-figure income earners know how to do. And that's when I started learning. And then you and I met probably about 8 years after that, after refining it. And I started learning that my skill set was helping others grow. That's what I love to do. And I learned that I'm good at taking a person where I was that has no skill set, no belief, no confidence, no money, no support, no anything, and helping that person become a 6-figure income earner, or in your case, 7- or 8-figure income earner. You know, this is what happens. I'm good at doing that. And so it took a while for me to get my niche, you know, because I love different types of industries, but one of my niches was really taking a person and helping them become the best that they can be. So for the last, I'd say 6 months or so, I kind of transitioned out of the one-on-one coaching because I could coach one person at a time. Mm-hmm. But I decided, you know, through, you know, talking to you and talking to other friends and coming up with an idea, I said, you know, why don't I take my wisdom and give it away? Kind of like what you did with, you know, your training program. I said, you know, I watched Matt and built a multi-million-dollar business by giving his knowledge away. And you've been telling me that for years, that I need to give my knowledge away because it's not cool for me to keep it all. I've been kind of, I call myself a knowledge hoarder. And I felt like I was a knowledge hoarder. So I decided to do that, and I created an academy where now I became the mentor for the masses. Anybody in the world that wants to learn the skill sets of sales and direct sales and how to generate business from nothing, from scratch, can go through my academy, and I will teach them pretty much for free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. And you had said something like you help somebody come from scratch and become their greatest, and I totally attest to that. I think that's really what you are really good at that.
Yeah.
And I remember at our last intensive, someone had asked, so you're Matt's mentor, huh? Well, what did you teach him about real estate investing? Right? Do you remember what your answer was?
Yeah, I told him absolutely nothing about real estate investing.
Right.
I taught Matt about Matt. Mm-hmm. I taught Matt how to be the best Matt he could be. He just happened to use it towards real estate investing.
Right. Yeah. Why do you think, you know, the skills that, and the training and the support that happens in that direct sales or network marketing type environment, why is that so transferable to everything else?
Well, I think the reason why it's so transferable, because in network marketing or in direct sales, the biggest problem we have in our industry is ourselves. We don't become three things. And I invented what's called the formula for success in direct sales. And it's called the 3CM square. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like Einstein's theory of relativity. You know, E equals MC squared is really a theory. This is actually proven. So I'm going to show you the three things that in network marketing that you have to become to be successful in any business, that for that matter, is you have to become competent. Now, the first thing is a person has to become competent at the skill level or skill set that they want to accomplish. So competency is number one. Second one is confidence, because people won't do business with you if you're not confident at what you do. Mm-hmm. And then the third one is the one that I'm focused on for myself and helping others grow the fastest, which is consistency. Mm-hmm. You know, for a long time, that's why I look back at my life and the reasons why I succeeded and the reason why I failed. Most of the time is because I may have been the most competent person. I may have been the most confident at what I did, but I wasn't the most consistent. I didn't do the right things long enough consistently. So I failed. And that's where that daily activity tracker came in. And that's why the results came from it. You know, same thing you have right now. It's your success tracker. And so those three elements create what's called momentum. And in success, we need momentum. But no one ever tells us how to get to momentum. They just say, you need to get into momentum, but they never teach you how. And I teach people how, which is help them become confident, consistent, which is what creates momentum. So once I teach that formula and they get it and they start applying it, you can put it into anything. You can go build marbles and it'll work for you. It doesn't mm-hmm. really matter the product anymore.
Right.
So I think that's why, you know, it's transferable and duplicatable.
Right. You mentioned when you were talking about your history that you'd failed for 12 years.
Yeah.
Right. And then that was about 8 years before you and I even met. So you went through.
Right.
You know, and there's people that try real estate investing for 3 months and then give it up. Right. Yeah. What was it that kept you going for 12 years and what eventually turned it all around for you?
Yeah, well, the number one thing that made me start the process and keep going was I had a big dream that I believed in. You know, I'll just tell you really quick. When I was 18, I watched a video called Countering the Conspiracy to Destroy Black Boys. And when I watched that video, it hit a chord inside. And I went down to Los Angeles and I saw these places called Tent City, which today is much bigger than it was back then. But, you know, I decided I wanted to do something about our inner community and inner city. I wanted to be able to serve and train people and help people grow in different areas. So I wrote up this big old dream, this big goal, and I just went after it. Now, remember, I'm 18 years old with no money, no skill set, no nothing, but I had this gigantic dream. So I figured the only way I can, you know, be able to raise the money was in network marketing. It took a long time to be able to learn how to do anything with it to make it even come to partial fruition. But that's what stuck me going, because every time I wanted to quit, which was many times, I'd always remember my goal and my dream. And I just said, no, I'm going to keep going. It's going to come tomorrow. It's going to come tomorrow. And I kept going until I finally found mentors that gave me the skill sets. And now, fortunately, I'm achieving part of that dream right now. You know, what I'm doing between that and the ministry that we lead, both of those combined is pretty much what I wrote on that paper, you know, 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. But the big thing that kept me going was having a big dream that I believed in. A reason why to keep going was that, you know, driving force that kept it going.
Yep. We hear it about all the time, right? The reason why. Like,
yeah.
You know, before you quit, remember why you got started in the first place.
Yeah.
I think it is so important. So one of the things I got from you, of the many, but now that we're talking on this subject right now, I mean, confidence and consistency. I mean, we've been talking about that on this show for a decade now. So now y'all know where I got it. Y'all know where you got to do the right things long enough, right? Consistently long enough to make it happen. That's where the daily success report comes in. That was from Mr. Greg. And it's just how I've been able to predict my results, right? To know exactly what I was going to get. Because I knew if I did the right activities, I did them consistently, I did them long enough, I was going to get the result. And so I adopted that over here. But the other part that you might have heard me say before, and I got straight from Stephen, was the only reason you're not going to get started in real estate investing is, or quit, is one of two things. You don't believe real estate works. The operative word there, belief. You don't believe real estate works, which we all know is silly, right? It's created more wealth than anything else. So of course it works. The second part would be you don't believe that you will work. And that's probably the one reason, right? We say two, but it's really that reason, what it always comes down to. And Stephen was really good. He had these four core beliefs inside of the business that we were in when we met. And I think they translate to everything. They might need a little bit of modification with the verbiage, but I don't know. Why is belief so important, Steve? And then let's go over those four core beliefs of how they can adopt that into their real estate.
Sure, sure. Well, there's a lot of parts to belief, but I want to clarify something because you just said something. And this is, I want to kind of blow the mindsets of everyone that just heard that. Is that, you know, real estate works? Because I'm going to tell you right now, Matt, real estate doesn't work. You actually have to do the work.
Right.
Yeah. So that's where the challenge comes in network marketing. People will say, well, network marketing doesn't work. You're correct. Network marketing doesn't work. You can join a company. You can put your money in and sit there and wait for it to work. And it doesn't work. You actually have to do the work. Just like you can go and look at a house and think about getting involved in real estate investing and you know, analyze and put it on your dream board and do all that great stuff. But if you don't actually do the work to pick up the phone and call the person and make the offer and fill out the paperwork, it doesn't work. So you're right. Real estate doesn't work. Just like no business works unless we do the work. So I wanted to throw that out there just so people don't think that real estate does work.
Right, right.
Now, investing in real estate is a good investment. I think that's what you meant. Right?
No, you modified your, we're getting a little bit playing with the semantics right now, but you modified your definition a little bit, but I get it. Yes.
Yes.
Real estate works.
That's right. Exactly.
But that's not the reason you're not going to do it. The reason you're going to do it is the other belief, right?
Yes. Is that, you know, you don't believe you can do it. Mm-hmm. You don't believe that you can do it because of limiting beliefs in your past, maybe your history, maybe someone's told you you can't do it. Or here's the worst one. You failed a few times, or let me rephrase that. You didn't succeed a few times and you didn't get the results you wanted. So you said, therefore, since I didn't succeed in the past, I can't succeed in the future. And that's one of the things I had to learn is that your past doesn't equal your future. You know, your past is your past and it's over. So when I looked at it, I know I said I failed for 12 years. What I really did was I learned for 12 years what didn't work for me or who I was didn't work for whatever I was doing. And so I had to become different. And I learned a sentence years ago is that if you want something different, you got to become someone different. And so I think that when it comes to the belief, I had to, you know, change my mindset and say, okay, you know what? Up to this point, everything I did didn't work or I didn't work it. So now I want a different result. So guess what I got to do? I got to become different. And then I have to do different activities. So then what that happened is that put me on that 3C, you know, program. I started becoming more competent. And then I started being more confident and more consistent in getting the results I wanted. Mm-hmm. So, but it was all started with the decision. And right. It started with the belief.
The belief.
Yeah.
And there's four core beliefs.
Yeah.
Would you say that every person or every entrepreneur needs to incorporate?
Without doubt. I mean, whenever I'm training someone, I go through those four core beliefs. I may not always call them four core beliefs as I'm going through them because I'm teaching them, but they start off with the four. And I'll just break them down for you if you want me to.
Yep.
The first core that a person has to have is that they believe that whatever the business they're going to join or the company they're going to be involved in or the industry they're going to be in is the best industry. They have to believe it's the best. They also have to believe that maybe the leadership of that company or the training system that they have in the company or whatever they're involved in is the best. They have to believe also that they are the best, which is part of that first belief. It's all part of one belief is that they believe it's the best. They believe that they are the best real estate investor that anyone can do business with when they're out there prospecting. Mm-hmm. Even if you're brand new, that doesn't have anything to do with your belief. And that's a key about belief is that belief has absolutely nothing to do with facts. It's just belief, right?
Right.
You can believe something that's completely inaccurate, but it's still, if you believe it, then you'll have conviction when you speak about it. Mm-hmm. And that's the key to belief. And so you have to learn to develop the belief that your company is the best, your training system is the best, the leadership, the system you're involved in is the best. And most importantly, you're the best person to do business with. As a matter of fact, if they're not doing business with you, they're doing business with second best. That needs to be the mindset. Mm-hmm. Like my training system, my training academy, I believe there's not a training system in the country, in the world at any cost. And there's a lot of trainers out there that do a lot of great training. I don't believe there's a trainer out there that trains better than I do at what I teach. I don't care what name they have on their marquee. None. Now, I'm biased because it's me, of course. But here's the big part about that belief is that I have not studied all their training. I don't know anything about what they teach, most of them. But it has nothing to do with that. I still believe I'm the best. And because of that, when I'm speaking to that prospect, they believe that I believe I'm the best. And because of that, they join business with me. Mm-hmm. And that's where that first belief comes in when you're dealing with real estate or when you're buying a home or whatever it is you're doing in real estate. If you believe that that homeowner needs to do business with you, if you believe it, they'll believe it and they'll do business with you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's the first part of that first belief. And if I can get somebody to get there, then the rest of it becomes easy. But I have to start there. It always starts with that foundational belief that they are the best at what they do. I don't care if it's day one. Mm-hmm. So that's the first. The second of the core beliefs is that you got to believe that they need the product. Now, people always ask, well, who is they? Well, the they are the person you're speaking to. If you're speaking to someone about, you know, real estate, then they need to believe that they need to do business with you, whether if it's a fix and flip or it's a commercial real estate or whatever the transaction is, whatever you're trying to convey to that customer, you got to believe that they need what you're offering. You know, I believe everyone needs my academy. There's not a person in the world, I don't care if it's a receptionist, I believe they need the academy because it'll make them be a better receptionist. You know, it doesn't really matter with you. They're a janitor. My daughter is 6 years old. She's in the academy because I believe she needs it. And guess what? She's now making her first sales online. She built her own website and she built her own, you know, Deep Convictions website and product line because she's learning the mindset. See, it's not a network marketing training. It's a training to help the person become better. But I believe that everyone needs it. And because of that, I'm becoming the mentor for the masses. And everyone has the ability to join the academy. And it's free, so there's no, even the money excuse is gone. Mm-hmm. You see? So yep. When you believe something so well, then people will be attracted to you. So that's the second core belief, is that they need the product. Mm-hmm. The third of the core beliefs is that you're doing them a favor by offering it to them. This is one of the ones I see all the time when I'm training someone, that they fall off because they get into the begging mode and almost a desperate state. And that's probably because one of the first two are off, but you got to have that feeling that you're doing them a favor by making it available to them or by offering what you're offering to them. They're not doing you a favor. You're doing them a favor. See, that's the mindset you have to have. Now, of course, you never want to say that to them. You never want to say, yeah, I'm doing you a favor for making this offer to you. No, you don't want to say that. That's just a feeling inside that you have to have. That, you know, that you're presenting something that's in best interest for them. It's in your best interest and it's win-win. And you're doing them a favor. Like even right now, I'm giving people the opportunity to join our academy, our training academy, and it's free for them. If they don't join the academy, who loses the most? Do I lose? No, it's their loss. And that's a mindset, which is actually the fourth of the four core beliefs, is that it's their loss if they say no. That's a mindset, because whenever you set goals in your business and you go out and you're going to do a certain amount of transactions, you have to set goals. Okay, I'm going to get one foreclosure this week. Let's just use that as an example. I'm going to get one foreclosure. Does it really matter who the foreclosure is with? Doesn't matter, right? You just want one foreclosure. If you got to go to 10 houses to get the one, that means 9 people said no. It's not your loss, it's their loss, because they're the ones in foreclosure. See, the one that you can help out of that foreclosure, you did them a favor. You see, and that attitude you have is that, and here's a good mindset you can write down if you want, is that you need people, but not any one person. In other words, you don't need them. You don't need that person in front of you to do business with you. Mm-hmm. You see, and when you have that inside, what happens is it changes the dynamic when you're out there prospecting, looking for real estate, looking for a prospect in whatever business you're in, then people will want to do business with you. You're not chasing them anymore. And it changes your perspective. It changes your mindset. And then what happens is you all of a sudden start to see people come to you and say, hey, can I do business with you? I still have people thanking me for giving me $10,000, $20,000 for coaching. Where before I used to have to beg for $200 for coaching. you know, I don't charge $10,000 or $20,000 for coaching anymore because I give it away for free, but I used to. And when I did that, people would thank me for it. You see the difference? It's just because of the four core beliefs are intact. Mm-hmm. So whenever I'm working with someone, that's the first thing I help them develop is that. Because if I can get there, then everything else, the techniques are easy. The techniques are simple.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's these four core beliefs that is responsible for my early investing in real estate success. And it's the foundation of what I teach here. It shows up in every single thing I talk about. And the big part is just looking at yourself as a real estate investor, as a problem solver, right? You're the one that's got the solution. You're showing up to give it to them. If they say no, they're the ones with the problem, not you, right?
Right.
Totally. And so the four core beliefs that I adopted in the real estate when we just went through them, but one is real estate is the best income opportunity in the world. Real estate is the best income opportunity. There's nothing better. And I believe that to my utter soul. I believe it. Second one is they need my offer. Sellers need my offer because they didn't call a real estate agent. They called me. They're hoping that I can solve it because for some reason, the real estate agent just ain't an option for them in their position in life.
Yeah.
The third one is I'm doing them a favor, right? I'm doing them a favor by giving them an offer to buy their house. Because like I said, I'm the problem solver. They got the problem. I just got the solution. And if they say no to it, it's their loss. It's their loss because they said no. And, you know, and you've heard me say this here also, is that you need sellers to do deals, but you don't need any one seller, right? So you just go through them and say, hey, I got to find a seller today that's willing to exchange some equity for peace of mind because I am the peace of mind giver. And if they want peace of mind, then they come to me to get it and they're just going to have to give me some equity in exchange. That's it. You just heard it right then and there. That's I've been using that for now 11 years. Probably 12 years ago when Steve and I stopped working together, or at least in that capacity. And when we kind of went separate ways to do our own thing. But there it is, right? I don't know, Steve, if you have something along here, these lines too. Because, and maybe we just kind of already covered it and we'll wrap up with this. I think it's a good spot. That I've said several times that, you know, it take me 15 minutes to show how anybody to fill out a purchase agreement. But why they don't do it every day, right? That's on them, right? How would you take somebody that, because we did this and I already kind of know the answer, but I want you to answer it, that, you know, you show me how to build a business, but there are days I just didn't feel like doing it. And there are days I didn't do it at all. And you were helping probably another 50 people underneath that one roof at that one time do the same thing. And most of them didn't. What do you say to those people?
Yeah, that's the dilemma, and that's the challenge that I've taken on right now. Mm-hmm. You know, because there's a lot of trainers that go after the top 10% or top 20% because one, they have the money, they have the desire, they have that burn already. So it's easy to coach the coachable. Mm-hmm. But what about the ones that are uncoachable? The ones that don't have the money, that don't have the desire right now for some reason. No one wants to take on that group of people. Mm-hmm. That's me. That's what I'm doing. That's why I became the mentor to the masses, because that's the problem that a lot of people don't want to solve. And that's why the problem is still there. That's why the masses, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, because they're the same problem. So how do you deal with that? Well, one of the ways I've learned is I've learned how to get people to want to change. You can't get people to change. You can't force people to change. You can't force people to go after their goals. But what you can do is inspire them to want to change. And that's key. So I do some techniques and I do some things to help them want to, which is help them have small successes and understand and redefine what success means. Because a lot of people think success is achieving their goal. That's really not success. Success is the process to achieve the goal. So let's give an example. Somebody is, let's say, they want to buy a real estate property. I'm going to use real estate. They want to be a real estate investor. They want to get one buy and hold with $100 a month. Then guess what I do? I show them how to make a phone call. And I call that success. They made one phone call. That's it. They didn't do anything else. And then once they got that one phone call down, guess what I do? I teach them to make another one. And then I have two successes. Now they build on top of that. What ends up happening is that success builds confidence. And then once they have that two success, then I say, let's do another one. And then we help them get another little success. And then after that, someone answers the phone and they hang up on them and say, I'm not interested. But I pat them on the back and I said, man, you did great. You made the phone call. You spoke to someone, said the script completely wrong. But you know what? That was awesome. Let's do it again. And then we have them have a little bit more success because that success builds confidence. And then the more they do it, then the more activity they create. See, because success builds confidence, confidence creates activity. And so I just keep doing that until they start keep doing more and more activity. Because then what ends up happening is, let's say they made 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 calls and got zero results, but they kept making the calls. Eventually, someone's going to be desperate enough, hungry enough, ready to do something to get rid of their house. And they're going to say, yes, you can come by and meet me. And the person's going to say, I don't know what to do, but Matt, can you come with me? And then, of course, you're going to say, of course, I'll go with you. I'll help you through it. And then they're going to go to the house, and that first house is not going to go down. But you know what? They got that far. They got that far. So success builds confidence. Confidence created activity. Activity then created a result, right? And that result is what you wanted. You wanted to be able to make that presentation. And so now they do it again. They do it again. They do it again. Next thing you know, the next house they get, you guys fill out the paperwork, and you get the deal. And now they have that $100 a month. And so that success builds confidence. Confidence created activity. Activity creates results. Results create success, which builds confidence. And it's called the success cycle. And so the way I help that person with no belief, no confidence, no money, is that I don't try to help them make $1 million a year. I help them try to make one phone call and then another phone call. And I help them get the little wins until their belief gets to the point and their four core beliefs are there so they can start accomplishing the goals that they want. And that's why I'm willing to take on those people, because most aren't willing to go through that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. So if people want to check that out, Stephen, or get in touch with you for any reason, and because they're seeing the greatness that I see in you, what would be the best way for them to reach out to you?
Well, they can actually go to our website, the Academy, and check it out. It's businesssalesaccelerator.com. Same name sound familiar?
Yeah.
Man, help me come up with that name. So it's businesssalesaccelerator.com. You can check that out. And then I'm going to give them my, you know, I have, we've turned it into an app as well. Actually, not an app. It's more of a digital business card. So if someone wants to contact me personally, they can text the number 64600 and then just text the word mentor to that number. Or, yeah, that's probably the easiest way to get this. So just text the number
64600
to the word mentor. And then you'll get the whole academy and you'll get my phone number and access to me direct if you have any questions.
Awesome. So businesssalesaccelerator.com.
Yeah.
Or just text the word mentor to 64600.
Yeah, that's it.
Perfect. Well, Stephen, I could talk to you all day about this because there's so much stuff that I've learned from you and just absorbed that we didn't talk about. But maybe that gives us a good excuse to do this again.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I'm always trying to chase you down, man, because you're busy, and I love it because I got the thing going on out there.
Perfect. Well, thanks for taking time out of your day and sharing that with us, and let's do this again soon, okay?
All right, man, appreciate it.
You bet.
All right, bye-bye.
See ya. All righty, so that's it for today. God bless. To your success, I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
Yeah, we got the cash flow. Huh. Yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.